Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Got Faith Church. My name is Pastor Cindy Godfrey, and my husband and I are pastors of Got Faith Church. We're an online church. You can join us for our live broadcast on YouTube, and you can also find our broadcast on our website, gotfaithchurch.org, and we place those links for our broadcast on our social media, on our Facebook and our Twitter pages as well. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day that you've made, Lord God. And we ask you to forgive us all of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, we need to hear from you today, Lord God. We give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts and minds to understand what you're saying to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm just looking to see that it's actually live. Hopefully no still volume. Okie dokie. I'm on BibleGateway.com, classicBibleGateway.com, and the verse of the day is two verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Amen. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I was there this morning. I looked at verse 20 because it said, honor God with your bodies. And that's the NIV. But maybe I'll look through all the English translations. So let me just do that. Oops. 1 Corinthians. And I just looked at verse 20 because it says, therefore, honor God with your bodies. But we're supposed to honor God with our whole selves, everything about us, not just the outside, but the inside too. And Jesus, I was reading the other day, Jesus was invited to a dinner by a Pharisee, and he came in, he sat down and started eating, and the Pharisee marveled that Jesus... He was amazed that Jesus didn't wash his hands before he started eating. And Jesus said, the one who made the outside made the inside too. So it's not just our body. It's not just the things that we do on the outside that people can see, not the visible part, but on the inside, the feelings and the thoughts, that too. So that's what I was looking for. And I found several translations. Jubilee translation. Let me make sure that's Jubilee. Sometimes I think I make stuff up. Jubilee Bible 2000. Jubilee Bible 2000 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's our whole selves. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are giving ourselves to him. We're supposed to give ourselves to him. We're supposed to humble ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm not going to use my body and do things in my spirit and my emotions and my thoughts that I want to do. I submit my whole self to your word. When we submit ourselves to Jesus, when we humble ourselves to Jesus, we are humbling ourselves and submitting ourselves to his word. We are subject to his word. We agree to live by his word. Is receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior is not just an act to do to get out of hell or to avoid hell. It's we are making a decision to serve him. He's our God. He's our King. He's our master. Amen? And people don't want to submit to any master, but we have a master. The Lord says, you can only have one master. Either you'll love one or hate the other. Either God is our master or unrighteous mammon is our master. And if unrighteous mammon, which is money that you don't tithe from, money that you don't honor the Lord with, if that's you, then the devil is your master. You either serve God or you serve your unrighteous mammon and the devil. One and the same. Because he's the one that tells you not to tithe. He's the one that tries to convince people that they're not supposed to tithe. That's what the word says. That's Matthew chapter 6. Read the word, study the word, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you the word for yourself. When you hear the preaching and teaching of the word, go in and ask the Lord to teach you. That's why we pray and say, Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts and minds to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. The Word of God is spirit and it's life. We're preaching the Word of God. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Amen. And what else? King James Version, for ye are bought at a price, or with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Phillips translation, that's the one I circled. Avoid sexual looseness like the plague. Every other sin that a man commits is done outside his own body, but this is an offense against his own body. Have you forgotten that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you, and that you are not the owner of your body? You have been bought at a and at what a price. Therefore, bring glory to God, both in your body and in your spirit, for they both belong to Him. It's not just the outside, but the inside counts too. The things that we do on the inside, not just the stuff that people see. Where was that at? Matthew chapter 5. Excuse me, Matthew chapter 5. And I don't know if that was New King James. Oh no, that was different translations. So I gotta find New King James Version. Come on, Matthew chapter 5. Jesus talking to, he's on the mountain preaching the Beatitudes, and he is telling the people about the inside, what's on the inside counts, not just the outside. The inside more so, because what's in the inside determines what you do on the outside. Verse 21, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, New King James Version. You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall, or to those of old, like this is what, this was the ancient saying. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. That's your offering, your tithe and offering, your whatever sacrifice you're giving to the Lord. Sacrifice, the Lord told us to present our whole selves as living sacrifices, but he also told us to tithe too. So he's talking about when you bring your sacrifice, your gift, your offering to the Lord. The Lord's saying he doesn't receive it if we've got something in our heart against our brother and we know that we're angry or bitter. It's just like not tithing. That's what the Lord says. He said, go and make it right and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge and the judge hand you over to the officer and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will not by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Verse 27, you have heard that it was said to those of old, this is an old saying, an ancient saying, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And I think this is where Jesus said somewhere in here, in verse 17, Christ fulfills the law. Jesus, this is an example, both of these, murder in the heart and adultery in the heart. Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He didn't say it's no longer right to say that murder is a sin, and it's no longer, he's not saying that those things are no longer sin. Murder is a sin. Adultery is a sin. But he fulfilled it. He's making it plain. He's making it plain what it truly means. He's giving the word meaning, the word that was just on a page that the people didn't understand. Now he's telling you what it really means. When Jesus came, he died on the cross. He fulfilled the law. He didn't get rid of it. Now he's telling you what it really means. He's telling us what it really means, that these things, these sins begins in the heart. He didn't say it's no longer sin. He didn't say you don't have to keep the law and that now you can commit these things that the commandments told us not to do. You're still not supposed to do them, but he's making it plain that it isn't. It's not just an outward act. It's an inward act. It starts in the heart. It starts in the thoughts. The inside is more important than the outside, because the inside, what's on the inside, what we think about, determines what we do on the outside. Adultery. You have said that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That's Jesus fulfilling the law, making it plain. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. What he's saying, if he's saying, avoid the situation. Avoid the situation. Remove yourself from temptation. He didn't say literally mean for us to literally pluck our eye out. Stop doing those things that cause you to sin and tempt you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. Get out of the situation. Stop doing those things that cause you to sin and cause us to be tempted. For it is more profitable for you than that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Amen. The Lord says what's going on the inside of us is just as, if not more important than what we see on the outside. Because just because people see you doing good and right on the outside doesn't mean that the inside is right. The inside is important. And that was Luke 11. I hope I wrote that down right, because I looked that up the other day. Not today. Luke 11. Luke 11. A house divided, unclean spirits seeking a sign. Woe to the Pharisees. Okay, verse 37. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. Give alms, give to the poor, give to the gospel, give so that the gospel can be preached. Yes, everything comes to the tithe and offering, because that's what the Lord is talking about. Give alms, give of the first fruits of your increase, and you'll have clean hands. That's what he said. You'll have clean hands. He says your inward parts are full of greed and wickedness. But woe to you Pharisees, this is verse 42, for you tithe. He's continuing talking about the tithe. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done. You're doing the right thing by tithing, the Lord said. You're doing the right thing by tithing all the way down to everything that comes into you and all your increase. That's right. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Without leaving, we have to do both. We have to honor the Lord with our giving, and we have to honor the Lord with our living. We have to present our whole selves to him, living sacrifices, because he who made the inside or the outside also made the inside. And we have to present our whole selves to the Lord, a living sacrifice. And that's Romans 12, verse 1. Just like the First Corinthians said, we need to honor the Lord with our bodies. Our bodies don't belong to him, but it's not just the bodies, it's the inside too, with our spirit too. Romans 12, verse 1. Trying to remember. I wrote down which translation, CJB and ERV, the Complete Jewish Bible. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, in view of God's mercies, to offer yourselves as living, as a living sacrifice, living and set apart for God. This will please Him. It is the logical temple worship for you. We are the temple of God, inside and outside. And the ERV, so I beg you, brothers and sisters, because of the great mercy God has shown us, offer your lives as a living sacrifice to Him, an offering that is only for God and pleasing to Him. Considering what He has done, it is only right that you should worship Him in this way. To worship the Lord is to present our whole selves to Him, inside and outside. Inside, because that's going to determine what we do on the outside. Submit ourselves to His word, a living sacrifice. Make His word, present ourselves to Him so that His word is what we do, is what we live, that His word applies to us, that we take His word and we do His word. Make our whole lives subject to the word of God, not just certain areas of our life, and put some things off limit to God and His word and saying, you know, that word is outdated. That's not what it means. That's not for us. That's Old Testament believers. That's for the Israelites. That's not for us. We're supposed to submit our whole lives to the word of God and make our whole lives subject to what He says. We don't belong to ourselves. He paid the price for us. We have to be subject to His entire word. We have to choose to present our whole lives as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Him, because we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Him. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift of God who lives in us to help us, to teach us, to correct us, and to show us how to live for God. Amen? Amen. Well, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you don't understand any of this, you can receive Jesus, the free gift of salvation today. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way that we can come to the Father. He's the only way. You have to come through Him to establish and to pursue a relationship with the living God. Amen? Romans 10, 9 through 11 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. Pray this prayer out loud. Dear Jesus, I repent for my sin, and I believe that you died on the cross and that you shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sin. I believe that the Father raised you from the dead. I believe that you're in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, and that you are coming again soon. I receive your free gift of salvation. Holy Spirit, live inside me, teach me, correct me, lead me, guide me, and help me live for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. As born-again believers, we have to submit our whole selves every day, not just one time. Every day, throughout the day, present our whole lives to the Lord. So whatever situation we're in, we have to let God's word apply to us. And the only way to know God's word is to read His word, to go to church, hear the preaching and teaching of the word, and do the word. Do it. Do what He says. It's do what He says. Have a personal time of prayer with the Lord every morning, every day, at the start of your day. At the start of your day. And return the Lord's tithe and offering to Him. We read that. The Lord says you can only have one master. There's two. One you're going to love and one you're going to hate. If you love God, then we have to do what He says and bring the tithe and offering to Him so that the gospel can be preached. Gives us clean hands. That's clean hands. The Lord says, give your alms to the poor and then you'll be clean. You'll be clean. And then He continued in Luke 11, continued talking about the tithe and offering. And that's one, that's a thing that the devil doesn't want you to do. He wants you to believe that it's outdated and that the preacher just wants your money. But the Lord commands that you tithe and give offering to Him. It's holy. It belongs to Him. It's set apart. The Lord said, don't let His stuff be found among our stuff. Don't use His stuff. that returned to him the first part of the increase that we receive. Give that to him, and then you can have the rest. Amen. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and like it and share it. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go up to our website to hear the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit teach you. Amen. Have to pursue the Lord every day. Just like we pursue food and pursue other things that we're interested in, pursue the Lord and establish a relationship with the Lord every day, not just once a week on Sunday. Every day we have to pursue Him. Amen? Amen. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you on the next broadcast. Amen.